Presenting
The Complete
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
This is Orson Welles speaking from London.
As the third man.
Stand by.
We'll be on the air in 15 seconds, Mr. Welles.
Yes, I know.
Stand by, everybody.
Mercury Theater on the air presents Orson Welles as Count Dracula in his own version of Bram Stoker's great novel, Dracula.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Hello, world. Welcome to The Complete Orson Welles, brought to you by Duane Oldtime Radio. This podcast will feature various classic radio programs ranging mostly from 1936 to 1952 that Orson either produced and directed, was featured on, or starred as a guest.
If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
Hope you enjoy The Genius of Mr. Wells. Hello, Americans, is here for the week. I say hello, Americans, me personally, to anyone out there. If you live in any of the Americas, hello, Americans. But this series is also titled Hello, Americans. And the play is titled Ritmos de la Americas, Americas. Ritmos de la Americas, Americas. Probably said that wrong, but I'm not Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak Portuguese. I don't speak any of that. So I'm sorry. Ritmos de la Americas. I think that was better. January 3rd, 1943.
Orson Welles, usually heard at this time in the CBS series Hello Americans, is unable to appear this evening due to illness. For tonight, Lud Gluskin and his orchestra present a program for the people of two continents. Ritmos de las Americas. The Argentine. Brazil. Martinique. Trinidad. Cuba. Mexico. Ritmos de las Americas. These are the exciting rhythms of the Americas, which you will hear tonight played for you by Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, featuring the noted calypso singer Sir Lancelot, Cuba's favorite Miguelito Valdez, and your host for the evening, Mexico's singing star of the screen, Tito Guizar.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Really, no one can take the place of Señor Orson Welles on a program such as this dedicated to the Latin American countries. I can say that with conviction, because I was with Señor Welles in Brazil while he was on his tour through South America. He has told you something of this broadcast about the lovely island of Cuba, and he is right. Anyone who travels to Cuba carries away with him memories which live forever. He will always be able to see the twinkling lights of Havana. He will always hear the soft laughter of dark-eyed girls. And back of it all, there will be music, the rhythm of the Americas, the rhythm of a bolero song that comes right from the heart. Very nice, Señor Glaskin. A few weeks ago, mi amigo Orson Welles told you about the Calypso Singers of Trinidad. On that same program, he introduced one of those singers. He's very famous. His name is Sir Lancelot. Tonight, we are very happy to have him back to sing for us again. Before we hear your song, Sir Lancelot, I wish you could tell us how calypso singing began in Trinidad.
Well, Tito, it probably began when somebody found out that a story could be told as well as sung. That's what calypso singing is, a story that's told in a song.
Are the stories always about love and romance?
Oh, no. They can be about anything, legends, history, sometimes love, sometimes even about the news. You know, Tito, here in the United States, there's a calypso song.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about what the Americans would do if they were in Berlin.
I'm afraid I don't follow you. What is the title of the song?
Right in the Führer's face.
I remember it now. A very lovely ballad. Now, Americans, here is Sir Lancelot, the calypso singer from Trinidad with... What's your song?
It's a little something commemorating the treacherous attack on Pearl Harbor. Arise, arise, ye sons of America, arise. Arise, arise, ye sons of America, arise. Listen to the sound of the bugle call. Your Uncle Sam needs you one and all. And he means to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. It was on the morning of December 7 when the evil messengers of this Son of Heaven attacked Pearl Harbor without a cause, precipitating this cruelest of wars. But that mad action they will regret. Believe me, friends, ain't seen nothing yet. For we mean to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. Now in the words of our great president, the illustrious head of this government, that most cruel and dastardly crime will be repaid a thousand times, till those cantankerous beasts of prey are apprehended and brought to bay. For we mean to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. Indeed, my friends, it's a wholesome sight as we stand with our allies in this glorious fight. Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, the Netherlands, and our motherland. Russia and China, we're proud to add. Don't forget to mention La Trinidad, for we mean to fight for the right to live in dignity, justice, and liberty. Oh, oh boy. Now as to the outcome, we have no fear, neither by land, nor sea, nor by air. Remember gallant MacArthur's stand on the historic peninsula. At Bataan, Admiral Nimitz and Captain Kelly, their deeds will live for eternity. By land, air, and sea, we shall win the victory, most assuredly.
To come back to Trinidad. I was there, you know.
Thank you.
A lovely place.
Thank you, Tito.
Well, if tonight you were dancing in Rio de Janeiro, that splendid city of Brazil, you would be sure to hear a romantic samba called Aquarela do Brasil, which I had the pleasure to introduce to American audiences 2 years ago. Right now, it is probably the most popular Latin American song in all the Americas. Maestro Lud Gluskin plays it for you. Very, very nice, Señor Lord. Very nice. In Cuba, when the bright stars hang over to the gray sugar plantations, the native workers sing their songs. Their voices come from their hearts. And the night is filled with a melody that is haunting and tender, with a rhythm that is savage and compelling. It is one of these Cuban songs that Miguelito Valdez is about to sing for you. It is called Babalu.
Babalu, 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 aye, Babalu, aye. Está empezando los velorios, ay, ¿qué le hacemos a Babalu? Dame 17 velas. Y pa' ponerlo en curú. Dame un cabo de tabaco mayengue y un jarrito de aguardiente. Dame un poco de dinero mayengue pa' que no dé la suerte. Yo quiero pedir ay, que mi negra me quiera. Que tenga dinero y que no se ha. Y yo le quiero pedir a Buffalo y una negra pimpona. Es que no tengo toro negro, es pa' que no se fuera.
Buffalo, ay, Buffalo, ay,
ba, 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 balu, ay, mamá. Papa, rabalu, aye, papa.
Babalu, aye,
papa, kini, 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 babalu, papa. Babalu,
aye, babalu, aye.
Mira, mamá, me da recuerda cuando que queremos meter dientes de chingo, mamá, que llamo como tú, con tu somaría, me conoce mi madre, su cuento, se te gusta, luego mi por su caudal, pajátoro. Si viene cayendo, cuento, me arropo, si viene cayendo, si quieres, me toco, si viene cayendo, el bondón, yo empato con son tres años, pongo, te comes a mi cara la mamá, que si mañana yo me muero, si mañana yo me muero, mamá, que remanga cosa buena, por eso te invito a faltarme la pequeña, como mamá, la más faca, priquio.
Ba, 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 Babalu, ay, ay,
muy bueno, Miguelito, muy bueno. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to sing for you a song which pictures my homeland, Mexico. But there are so many songs, and there is so little time. I will take my guitar and just sing.
Quiero que vivas solo para mí y que tú vayas por donde yo voy para que mi alma sea no más de ti. Bésame con frenesí, dame la luz que tiene tu mirar y la ansiedad que entre tus labios vi, esa locura de vivir y amar que es más que amor frenesí, que es más que amor frenesí. ¿Qué es más que amor frenesí? Guadalajara, 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 tienes el alma de provinciana, hueles a limpio rosa temprana. A verde jade fresca del río, son mis palomos tu caserío. Guadalajara, Guadalajara, hueles a pura tierra mojada. Ay, colomitos lejanos. Ay, ojitos. Hay colomitos inolvidables, inolvidables como las tardes en que la lluvia desde la loma irnos así hasta Zapopan. Y ay, y ay, y ay. Guadalajara. Y allá en el rancho grande, allá donde viví, y había una rancherita. Qué alegre me decían, Y pues, ¿qué te decía, manito? Te voy a hacer tus calzones como los que usa el ranchero Severiano. Te los comienzo de lana y luego te los acabo de cuero. Allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Y pues, ¿qué te decía, malito? Que pasen para adentro, que estoy solito. Which means in English, ok. Ay, ay, ay.
Bambu, calambu, are you good?
colibrí, kim pam ba. Elefante, mono y caravali, kim pam ba, kim pam ba, kim ba.
Good. Lud Gluskin. And now it's time to say hasta la vista. This is Tito Vizar saying good night, Americans.
Our orchestra was conducted by Lud Gluskin. Next week, Orson Welles will return on another broadcast of Hello, Americans from Hollywood. Dick Joy speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing.